This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and I have the joy of having my buddy Curtis Smith from Crosswinds Counseling. Curtis, here we are together again.
I love it, Melissa. Thank you for having me. Always great to be with you.
Yes, we have been doing Give Love Drops, and yes, we're going to talk about that in a little while, but right now we just want to talk about this time of the year. We see the need. You and I had a chance to see up in their face, up close, people that were so deeply moved that wondered if they would even have Christmas. We were able to drop off gifts to give them Christmas. There's such a great need still.
It is just a tremendous need across the entire region in places that you wouldn't think. We drive by these kinds of neighborhoods all the time, and they're just normal, ordinary looking houses and neighborhoods and apartments that you might not think twice about, but there are real people in there who are hurting badly. And this time of year especially. And boy, it was just, as always, it was so moving to be able to come alongside, love those people, shine the light of Jesus, remind them that someone is thinking about them, someone loves them, someone cares about them, but even more than that, God loves them, God sees them, God cares about them, God has not forgot about them, and especially here at Christmas, I think that's such a powerful message.
I think your point is well taken, that you wouldn't know the houses we went to. I mean, you don't know. There's not a big sign saying, we're in need.
Right, yeah.
We're hurting in the corner over here. You don't know, and we show up, and we find out their story. There's such great loss. People have lost a loved one. They lost a child. There's been sickness, a grandparent taking over the grandkids that just got an eviction notice. So hard.
Yeah. You know, this is something that I've learned a lot more here in my year at Crosswinds Counseling. And that is, people are really good at hiding that stuff too. So not only does the house kind of hide that for you, the house looks normal, looks fine. You don't know what's inside the house, but it's the same thing when you see people. People are pretty good about putting on a smile, putting on a brave face, looking okay, I'm getting through the day. And you don't know all the stuff that they're carrying around. So it's not just the house that hides it. It's us, we, as people. Like, you know, there are days I'm not having the best day.
Right.
But people hopefully most people don't see that.
And
we're, we're all that way. And so I think even to a deeper level at Christmas time, people really put on that brave face and do all they can to hide that from the rest of the world. But you can know when you're with people, when you're around people, some of them are hurting.
Yes. So this might be a time, Curtis, where we really talk to our neighbor a little more.
Yeah.
Find out just like, how are you? Or if you see someone you've seen for a while, they might look okay and smile. You might just stop and say, so how are you? How's your family? How can I pray for you? Maybe you don't want to pry into their life, but just say, how can I pray for you?
Yeah.
To me, I feel like that's a safe way to ask how to help them.
It's a wonderful thing to do, whether you think someone's hurting or not. I mean, everybody can use prayer.
Yes.
And praying for people is one of those acts that, you know, on the surface, it's you doing something for someone else. Here, I'll pray for you. But really, it's a blessing to you, too, to be connected to God about someone else. What a blessing. So praying for someone, offering to pray for someone is a powerful thing to do, because not just in this circumstance, but all the time. It's a mindset we should probably always have.
I love that. And when you're praying for somebody else, it takes the focus off of your own problems.
Right.
All of a sudden, your problems look less.
Yeah. Well, during the week of Give Love,
I
don't think I spent one second thinking about my problems.
No.
You know, because I thought,
me too.
If I ever did, it was like, well, my problems aren't that bad.
Right.
Like I how blessed am I that I'm not in that situation, that I haven't had this medical situation, that I haven't lost a spouse, that I'm not wondering where next month's rent is coming from.
Good time for us to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. We're going to keep talking about that. And so focusing in on how he would want us to love others this Christmas season. Curtis, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Melissa. Great to be with you.
Appreciate you always. We love you. We care about you here at Star 88.3. And if you need prayer, go to our prayer page. We'll pray for you at Star 88.3. Dot com.